You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 12 and verse 14. I read, "Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel." Now, the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. This is the eternal Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. Just as we are going to have a new heaven and a new earth. This earth, God is going to melt it and bring about a new heaven and a new earth. So heaven is going to get a new one. The earth also is going to become a new earth. In the new earth, there will be no moon, there will be no sun. We won't have ocean. All this Atlantic Ocean, India Ocean, and so on, all of them will be gone. And then we will not need electricity in this new earth, because the glory of God is going to power it. And the city is going to be tarred with gold. So we will be walking on gold. Gold that on this earth is something that people can kill themselves for. In the new earth, gold is going to be like asphalt that is being used, or bitumen that is being used for the construction of road. That's how gold is going to be. The city is going to be laid with gold. There will be no hospital there, for there will be no crying. There will be no pain. You are not going to die. You are not going to miss your loved one anymore. You are going to be in the everlasting joy of God. The Bible says God himself shall be with them. He shall be their God, and they shall be his people forever and forevermore. To God alone in the highest be praise now and forevermore. Amen. Now, but when you look at that scriptures that we have read, it says that it has 12 gates, and those gates has 12 angels and the name of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. But then when we now go to verse 14, he said the foundation had the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Here's the emphasis for today. Did you know that Judas was chosen to be among these 12 apostles? That in the eternal earth that will be heaven and earth, Judas was chosen to be one of the foundations of it. What that will translate to in glory, we do not even yet know it. But already we know that for their name to be significant in the eternal domain of man and God, it's not a small matter. But did you know that this eternal glory, Judas missed it because of 30 pieces of silver? Just because of $30,000, Judas missed this eternal, glorious plan of God. Judas will have been one of those whose name will be in the foundation of the new earth, but he missed it. Before you lament and say, "Oh, Judas," can I tell you that many people are doing the same thing today? For adultery, for fornication, for lying, for malice, for hatred, you are trading your eternal glory for nothing. You are trading the great things that God has planned for us in the new heaven and in the new earth for things that are trivial. You are fighting with your spouse. You are cheating other people. You are defrauding people. You are sleeping around. It's nothing compared to the eternal glory of God. This is nothing. How do you compare 5 minutes of fornication to dwelling with God in eternity? It's incomparable. But that is what many people are doing today, just like Judas. Take a lesson from Judas. May your name not be missing in the book of life on the day of judgment, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.